President Bush will be sworn into his second term today. His inaugural speech is expected to last about 17 minutes and cover themes including unity and freedom. If it's like most inauguration speeches, though, it probably won't go down in history. Robert Dalek is a presidential historian. He says a memorable inauguration address is hard to come by.
There haven't been many. I would say there are four. Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural in 1801, because it was the first transfer of power from one party to another. And what he celebrated was the idea that this was a constitutional democracy and that we transferred power by the rule of law. And he said, we are all Federalists, we are all Republicans.
Which in this day and age would be the equivalent of coming out and saying, we're all Democrats, we're all Republicans.
Yes, exactly. The second great inaugural was Abraham Lincoln's second, in which we were nearing the end of the Civil War, and he spoke of with charity for all and malice toward none, laying out a program of conciliation after the most horrible bloodletting in the country's history. The third, I would say, was Franklin Roosevelt's first in the midst of that awful depression, the worst economic crisis in the country's history, encouraging the country, nothing to fear but fear itself, nameless, unreasoning fear. And then Kennedy in 1961. Kennedy was the youngest ever to be elected. Kennedy called on the country to think in terms of commitment, of sacrifice. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. He spoke of the torch being passed to a new generation, a younger generation, and it resonates to this day.
Did their speeches become memorable or known because they were so good? Was there president after president whose inaugural speech was made to the select few who could get to Washington, and then it just went up in vapor?
Well, it went up in vapor not simply because it appeared before a select few, but because people reading it in the newspapers and then historians concluded that they were rather dull, that they were almost cliches. Most of these inaugural speeches emphasize liberty, freedom, national unity, a nation under God. They are very much an expression of the national culture. They're not innovative. They're not exciting. They're not fresh in any way.
Are they ever funny?
Never.
Are there
never.
Jokes? The way
no. No jokes. That's something that you can go back and read these speeches, and there are no jokes. It's too solemn an occasion. See, our presidents are both our kings and our prime ministers, and this is the moment when they're coronated, and you don't joke about that.
Are there any speeches that the speech itself was memorably bad?
The worst of them probably was William Henry Harrison's in 1841. He spoke for about an hour and 40 minutes in a freezing cold snowstorm.
Oh, famous story.
Famous story, right? The longest inaugural address in the country's history. He died a month later of pneumonia, and he had, ironically enough, the shortest presidency in the country's history. So the longest address in the shortest presidency.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Robert Dalek is a presidential historian and author of Hail to the Chief, The Making and Unmaking of American Presidents.